share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Such iconic tweets from an iconic badminton player. Malaysia's favorite person at the moment seems to be the mega-talented badminton player, Lee Zijia, who lost to Chen Long in a fiery match yesterday. Despite losing, Malaysians wholeheartedly knew that Zijia had done his best and were still proud of him nevertheless. After his match, Malaysians did what they did best: stalk his social media accounts. While Lee Zijia's Facebook and Instagram accounts were pretty standard-looking in the athlete's life with posts of his achievements and endorsements, Malaysians dug a little deeper and chanced upon his Twitter account, and all we can say is that it's truly a treasure trove. While his last tweet was posted on the 20th of August 2016, Zijia seems to still be getting replies from his fans, especially when it came down to a particular tweet he made on the 19th of June 2014. "Sorry if I hurt you, I just want focus my badminton." Lee Zijia, at Lee Zijia, June 19, 2014. "Sorry, if I hurt you, I just want to focus on my badminton." While we're unsure what this tweet is referenced to, it's touching to see the athlete prioritizing his sport first at the young age of 16. Malaysians immediately started replying to his tweet asking him to not lose hope. "So KBB, I always love you." I wonder what's his reaction if he knew Malaysians are stalking his old tweets. Someone remind Lee Zijia he has a Twitter account. His very first tweet was from 2012, was of him simply rejoicing the end of exams. "Wah, finish exam 80, woo." Lee Zijia, at Lee Zijia, October 5, 2012. The athlete's most active period seems to be in 2014, mostly consisting of tweets directed towards his games and subsequent training. Malaysians had a blast going through his Twitter and getting an insight into the athlete's life. Many of them requested the badminton star to return to the platform and interact with his fans more. Official petition for Zijia to focus on his Twitter once he returns from Japan, please. Also read: China's Chen Long defeats Li Zijia in nail-biting match to advance to quarterfinals. Source: The Straits Times. Source: Li Zijia, Twitter. Source: Li Zijia, Twitter. Source: Li Zijia, Twitter. Source: Li Zijia, Twitter. Share, tweet, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.